The Business Hour on OFM.
Welcome back to the OFM Business Hour on the sound of your life. Lebogang here. I'm now checking in with Makalo Mohale. He is the MEC responsible for the Free State Department of Economic, Small Business Development, Tourism and Environmental Affairs to find out what are they doing for businesses in the province. Thank you so much for joining me on the OFM Business Hour. I think let's start by having you reflect, you know, how is your department supporting local businesses and helping to transform the economy, as is the mandate of your department?
The DSTEA, as commonly known, is a department with a broad mandate. One of it is to ensure that we help emerging businesses. But the key mandate around the economic development is not only around the small businesses, as many people tend to misunderstand. Ours is economy as a whole. We also much concern about even the established businesses. So we believe that we've been doing quite well under the circumstances being the limitations of resources. We have provided a range of services. Some are still upcoming for the small businesses. But if one can run through, firstly, we help the businesses from inceptions. So people with business ideas, they do approach our department. We work with our sister agencies like CEDA and CIFA to help the people to put their ideas into a blueprint in the form of business plans to access the startup finances. But secondly, we also provide support for those small businesses as to the basic business administration, because it's quite something to have a business idea and quite another to nurture or to implement that particular program. And out of realization that the business is not for everyone. Other people do not have business acumen, but they've got great ideas. Other people, they can handle other things, but they also have deficiencies like normal human beings. So we do assist with what we call business development support. This year we have announced we'll be introducing technical support service, which also looks into the technical aspect of each industry. In business, there are no generic approaches to the business. Every business has its own dynamics and also its own requirements that requires a specialized technical knowledge. So we're committed that we'll bring that to the businesses. But something interesting again, we've made a call in line with our economic strategy of the province that we are now taking the route of manufacturing. We want people to produce, don't just consume and consume, as is the case now. We said our target is to have all commodities that are consumed in the province being produced or manufactured from the Free States. And lastly, we also have created a special office for the big businesses. Any big business in the Free State should find it at ease to expand or for whatever business need that they have.
What are some of the measures that the department has introduced to try and get manufacturing going again? Especially because the sector is experiencing a slump. Even with yesterday's GDP figures, they're recording decreases in growth. So how does the department aim to ignite manufacturing in the province when it's facing so many challenges at a national level?
Generally, if you look even with the yesterday's figures, it's just that there are some of the key industries, those that their weight is relatively more, that have not done well. We also had very good performance from some of the production sectors. It's just that that good performance could not sufficiently offset the decline. But generally, the manufacturing, we remain positive that it's still the way to go, number one. What we then do in the Free State, we're incentivizing them, where we say they must come and make use of our factories, the ones that we have in Botshabelo, Thabantsho, Qwaqwa, and Harrismith, and in the zone. So we said to them, come make use of them at no cost to us, period of 2 to 3 years. But over and above, we have also set aside few millions where we also help those that want to start up or those that want to expand. Thirdly, we are no more focusing on just helping the guys to start and do the activities. We are more focusing on the destination of their products. We have started engagements with many other big businesses, even outside the province, as part of the market access.
MEC, let's get into the state of tourism. We heard Dr. Nokwetu get into a little bit about the issue of some of these spaces not getting the coverage that they need. What are some of the challenges facing that particular sector?
We do acknowledge that I think there were a number of opportunities which our province has not optimally made use of generally. The reason saying that is that the Free State is one of the key provinces in tourism, and not only your Eastern Free State part, but Free State is quite unique in its character, particularly for tourism, in that almost every town has a history. And people, when you ask them about what the towns can offer, people are always having some stereotypes that it has to have the sea, it has to have a mountain, it has, but not appreciating that the history of a town itself can be one of the good tourist attraction aspect that are necessary. So I think we have not done enough, and I think that's what even the HOD was raising, that we need to go back to the drawing boards and say, how do we reposition, or how do we change an approach towards a tourism, so that we have something that is cohesive and that is understood by all.
That was Makalo Mohale, the MEC responsible for the Free State Department of Economic, Small Business Development, Tourism and Environmental Affairs. Pay a visit to OFM's website to re-listen to our conversation as a podcast. The OFM Business Hour continues right after these.
The Business Hour on OFM.